Thomas More, page 78. Life. Thomas More was born in London in 1478. After attending Canterbury College, Oxford, he entered Parliament. He became Lord Chancellor of England and was treated with great respect during his residency at court. His fortune turned. He opposed Henry VIII and refused to swear acceptance of the king's supremacy over the Church of England, so he was imprisoned in the Tower of London and condemned for high treason. More was beheaded in 1535. Literary production. During his time spent on official business in Flanders, More started writing his most famous book, Utopia, which he completed and published in 1516. Much later, during the years of his imprisonment, he wrote a number of theological works, including A Dialogue of Comfort Against Tribulation, a treatise on the Passion and the Sadness of Christ. Utopia. Thomas More's main work, Utopia, was written in Latin, which was the international language of intellectual debate at the time. More's friend, Erasmus of Rotterdam, supervised the printing. Utopia became popular at once and was translated into English in 1551, French, German, Italian, and Spanish. More coined the word Utopia from the Greek utopos, meaning no place or nowhere. But it was a play on words, referring to the almost identical Greek word utopos, which means a good place. So at the very heart of the word utopia is an important question. Is it possible to realize a perfect world? It's unclear as to whether the book was intended as a serious projection of a better way of life, or a satire to reflect on the chaotic state of European politics. On the surface, Utopia is a speculative political essay about the search for the best possible form of government. This was a subject that was of great concern to intellectuals of the whole Renaissance period, producing a number of works from different political perspectives. The form of Utopia was probably suggested by the narrative of the voyages of Amerigo Vespucci printed in 1507. More's narrator is Rafael Itrodeus, a Portuguese seaman who, during his travels, has discovered the island of Utopia. This place, he says, is completely unique in the world because it's a perfect society. Themes and structure. Utopia is divided into two books. In the first, Itrodeus talks of his adventures and travels and describes England as a land where poverty produces crime, greed, and social problems. In the second book, he describes Utopia as the ideal state. Utopia, he says, is ruled according to principles of harmony and justice. Private property has been replaced by communal ownership. People work only 6 hours per day. A national system of education is available for women and men alike. There is complete freedom of thought, and every religion is tolerated. And war is considered a terrible practice to be used only as a last resort. Yet the society is not completely equal. It is dominated by males, and a distinction is made between the free citizens of Utopia and a slave class of bondsmen who do the heavy manual labor. It's interesting to note that Utopia was written at a time when there was widespread social and economic inequality in Britain, and stealing was commonly punished by hanging. Freedom of speech, too, was almost non-existent. Philosophically, the book is pure product of Renaissance humanism, and like other texts of the period, was partly inspired by Plato's notion of the perfect state developed in the Republic, Timaeus and Critias. More, however, gives us a more physical, tangible and realistic account of his society than Plato, describing the daily lives and relations of its inhabitants in detail. Yet one thing Utopia shares with Plato's ideal state is the assumption that man is fundamentally good.